Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. And in today's episode, it's time for another reality check. It's crazy to believe, but it's been nearly 50 episodes, I think, since I've done a reality check episode. And just like the last one, this isn't going to be delivered from the pulpit, where I'm just lecturing you. Instead, this is a reality check that's given to hopefully help you and also remind myself as well about the realities of the world. It's easy to lose our perspective. It's easy to lose our grips on this world right now. These are very interesting times that we live in. It's filled with distractions. New distractions pop up every single day. And entrepreneurship is already a grind, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And you add this up with the stuff from last year and even going on right now, it's easy to see how many entrepreneurs could be experiencing some hardships right now, could be experiencing some hardships around their psyche right now. But with all this said, still, we can't use this as an excuse. Our problems aren't unique. There's 7 billion plus people in this world right now. And so somebody is having the same issues that I'm having right now. Somebody out in the world right now is having the same issues that you're having right now. And the difference between enduring and rising above these situations, or further sinking underneath the situation that's going on right now, whatever that is for you, the difference lies in The Slight Edge. The Slight Edge, which is a great book, The Slight Edge is simply the small everyday habits that are really easy to do, but they're also very easy not to do. It's very easy to go for a 15-minute walk, a 30-minute walk. But it's also very easy not to go for that same walk. It's very easy to make 5 calls every single day, to make 5 connections every single day. But it's also very easy not to do that same thing. And so if you happen to find yourself in a drought right now, you just feel sluggish. Everything you do right now seems to be more challenging than it used to be. First and foremost, I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to realize that this is a normal part of life. This is part of the human experience. This is part of what it means to be human, to have these peaks and valleys, to have these moments of battle. This is how it hardens us. This is what makes us stronger. Life isn't one big trip of ecstasy. Droughts are a normal part of life. And think about this. Droughts occur in nearly every type of climate. Droughts, for the most part, are sneaky. They're hard to identify. They're hard to define. Most people have a very narrow definition of a drought. Most people associate droughts with extended dry weather. But droughts also, they lead to crop damage, water supply shortages, wildfires, and also droughts can also cause, or I should say, they can cause an emotional toll on the individual who's going through that. But just as these droughts will occur in nature, and they're unpredictable, and they can take a toll on you mentally, emotionally, and physically, so too are the similarities when it comes to an entrepreneurial drought. And it's just as destructive. So during the past year or so, many entrepreneurs are experiencing some type of drought of some sort. And this is unfortunate. For some of the entrepreneurs, it's losing loved ones, people near and dear to your heart. I'm in this category. And this process takes time to get over. And I probably shouldn't even say get over, because it's something that you never get over. It's something that you learn to move forward with. Or as one of my favorite sayings over the last year, is changing poison into medicine. But for other people out there, it's a dream business right now that's hanging by a thread. Many have had their daily routines disrupted. Many are still stuck in a fog right now, where their healthy habits have vanished. We've seen the average weight gain over the last year or so, I believe. It's around 25 pounds. Now, being superhuman doesn't make you immune to experiencing a dip in life. Everyone has their kryptonite. But being superhuman is about resilience. So perhaps you're in a dip right now. Maybe it's a slight dip, or maybe it's a larger dip. But the difference is, when you're superhuman and you adopt that superhuman mentality, your bounce back period, it's much quicker than a typical person, because you have the tools to handle this dip. So in those moments where nothing seems to be going your way, you're seemingly in a dip. Business is blah, energy is sluggish, and life just doesn't feel as rich, as bountiful, beautiful. I'm going to share four principles with you here, and each of these principles, in their own unique way, will be able to help you handle those moments when nothing's going your way, when life and business just isn't working out for you. And each of these principles will help you slowly start to shift momentum back in your favor. So let's get to principle number one. Principle number one is to give and find appreciation. And I started with this one because it's the easiest thing to do, to show gratitude. But it's also the hardest thing to do, because for a lot of reasons. For instance, myself, you could see people that are just, maybe when it comes to business, you see people that are just crushing it right now. And it's hard for you just to find the silver lining in that when you're over here just struggling. Or maybe your health has failed you a little bit and your energy has failed you right now. And it's hard to find appreciation when you feel like crap. But if you can do this, this is a superpower. And I'll tell you why. Because your heart gives off an electromagnetic field. And I talked about this in more detail in episode 72, where I discussed gratitude and its connection to longevity. So definitely go back and listen to that episode to learn about what I call gratitude 2.0. But just as a brief overview, positive emotions, such as being appreciative and offering gratitude, this is going to set up a heart rate pattern that is like a smooth wave rhythm of peaks for you. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have negative emotions, such as resentment, anger, sulking, gossiping, frustration. This is all going to send your heart rate pattern into an erratic and a janky-looking, disordered rhythm. And you can see this. But I don't want to get into the science too deeply here. That's what that episode was for. I want to look at gratitude and appreciation from a very practical standpoint. So when life isn't going our way, business isn't flowing like we want it to, life has seemingly come to a halt. If we looked at our self-worth as something on the NASDAQ stock, we can look at this stock and it can plummet right now. And on the extreme side of things, this can lead you to even begin to question what you're bringing to society. What are you actually contributing to society? What are you doing? Because a lot of us entrepreneurs were benevolent, where service is big to us, impact is big to us. And if we don't feel like we're doing those things, then a lot of the meaning that we give to life can get a little hazy. So you can have revenue that's uncertain right now. But think about this. Cultivating nor giving gratitude, none of that requires any type of money. And by doing that, you're not only helping someone else, but you're helping yourself. You're taking care of your health and well-being. And so a few ideas that you can do to implement when it comes to exercising this gratitude muscle is to mentor someone. I'm not saying to block out 6 hours for them. Maybe a simple 15 to 20 minute phone call. Being a resource to them for encouragement. That can make a big difference in someone's life. You can share your knowledge, your expertise, some of the insights that you've learned through writing. You can make short videos. I mean, you can even do a podcast. None of this needs to be highly produced. The point is to simply get you back in a state of creating, back in a state of producing instead of just consuming, back in a state of being proactive with your days instead of being reactive. You can also simply check up on someone through a text message. You can leave a couple of voice notes each day on your favorite social platform, checking in on people. Something I do is when I typically connect with someone on LinkedIn, sometimes even on Facebook, I leave a voice note instead of just a typical text note or on the DM. I leave a simple voice note, 30 seconds, and that's a little different. And another thing that I love to do, this is my favorite at the moment, is to send a handwritten note. And you can even scale this if you don't like to write, or if you want to take it up a notch in production like I did, you can sign up for a place like Send Out Cards. And they handle the postage for you. You can design a card fully, and you can add your unique message to that as well. And let me tell you, sending a card to someone in the mail seems like such an ancient idea, but you would be surprised at something so simple as a card and how it can brighten up someone's day. And this in turn is going to make you feel better as well. Because through giving and service, you're evoking gratitude. This is a valuable and necessary tool in the entrepreneurial toolbox because your attitude matters because it shapes the lens through which you're going to see and operate in this world. And as I mentioned earlier, gratitude is a tool that helps build up resilience, which is also a necessary trait for an entrepreneur and also a necessary trait when it comes to optimizing your health. Now, resiliency, we hear this word a lot, but it's actually been studied in a lot of different research settings. And I'll share one here. So according to a study out of behavior research and therapy, Vietnam War veterans who had higher levels of gratitude were more resilient and experienced lower PTSD rates. And I picked this one. This is a pretty extreme example because it's very doubtful that most of us listening right now are going to spend time on a military battlefield. But while we're not on a military battlefield, we're still on the everyday battlefield of life. And no matter the terrain, the underlying principles do remain the same. Instill gratitude into your DNA, and you'll build up the necessary armor to withstand the daily rigors of life. Now, athletics, I couldn't leave this out. So just like an athlete, an entrepreneur's self-esteem is absolutely critical to their everyday performance and their likelihood of success in achieving whatever goal that they're going after. And so according to a study published in the Journal of applied sports psychology, athletes who practice gratitude consistently increase their self-esteem. And you know, when you feel good, you do good. When you feel good, you're more likely to take more positive actions. It's all a chain. Everything is connected. And you've heard me say this ad nauseum, that it's a system. Optimal health is an inside-out job, not the other way around. And if I say this wrong here coming up, just let me know. While I was developing this episode, I had to jot this quote down. And it came from the 8th century Indian monk Shantideva. And it stated that all the happiness in the world comes from thinking of others. All the suffering in the world comes from thinking of only oneself. I think I should read that again to really let this marinate in. All of the happiness in the world comes from thinking of others. And all of the suffering in the world comes from thinking of only oneself. So when you turn the spotlight away from yourself, even for just a second, and you stop focusing on your difficulties, your inconveniences, they will lose their grip and mastery over you. And so now let's move to principle number 2, which is to work hard on one meaningful project. So nothing's going your way. You're in this drought right now. And you may seek out information. That's a typical first move for many, even myself at times. But doing this is actually counterproductive, especially as high performers such as me and such as yourself. This is a very counterproductive thing to do because we don't need more information. Your intellect, I'm willing to bet, is likely off the chart. You have plenty of accomplishments already to back this up. You have plenty of proof already that you're more than willing and capable to achieve whatever you want to achieve. You know what to do inherently already. You don't need more information. You need clarity. Information is valuable. Don't get me wrong. It's a necessary tool for the toolbox. But when nothing is going your way, especially as a high performer, more information leads to more analysis from paralysis. More information leads to unresolved anxiety, leads to more stress, and probably the worst thing at all, it leads you to second-guessing yourself even more than you may be doing right now. So do you really need to research another diet? Research another marketing strategy? Of course not. At this stage, what you need is momentum. And momentum is born and built through taking intentional action. So the most critical step to take is to refocus yourself on one meaningful project. Average humans most certainly have an informational gap and need to get more information. Average humans are constantly speeding themselves up. But you, the high performer, the superhuman, you must do the opposite, especially in the climate that we're living in right now. You must slow down to speed up. Slow down to find your one meaningful project that moves the needle forward. Slow down in a world that is constantly trying to get you to speed up. So whether it's your health, whether it's your business, there are many things that you could be focusing on right now. Many things that we could be doing that could help. But what's the one thing right now that will have the most impact on you getting back on your feet? What's that one thing? We live in an era of hustling and more hustling and more hustling. More is always better. But when you're in a drought and you're looking to get back on a winning streak, less is better because this creates more space for you to refocus. This creates more space for you to innovate. So you don't need more information. You need clarity. And when you're in doubt, subtract. Always subtract. So principle number three is to avoid the island at all costs. So I didn't know this, but years ago, when I decided to leave the pursuit of medicine behind, after that 1 year in school, I should say, little did I know that I was signing a contract. I was signing the entrepreneurial contract. And what that means is, by signing up to be an entrepreneur, whether I realize it or not, or even, and in this case, whether you realize it or not, you've agreed to a contract. You've agreed to an implicit cause that includes potential depression. It includes burnout. It includes loneliness. And it also includes the unintentional alienation of your most important relationships. People just won't get what the hell you're doing. Why the hell are you doing what you're doing? A lot of people just won't get it. Not because they're haters. They just don't see the world the way you see it. And research published in the journal Small Business Economics found that entrepreneurs, compared to the comparison participants in this study and the general population, they're 2 times more likely to have depression, 3 times more likely for substance abuse problems, 6 times more likely for ADHD, and 11 times more likely to have bipolar disorders. So it's safe to say that being an entrepreneur is far from being this beautiful montage of sports cars, private jets, millions of followers eagerly awaiting your next product, beautiful women begging for your attention, sliding in your DMs, having these sold-out arenas where people just can't wait to hear you speak. No, that's not what the entrepreneurial life is about. But the entrepreneurial life really is a roller coaster ride that's filled with highs that are quite indescribable. But the entrepreneurial life also, and unfortunately, has some lows that you wouldn't wish upon your greatest enemy. This is part of the duality of life. There's a yin and then there's a yang. But most of the books out there, most of the podcasts out there, most of them, when they talk about success, they talk about how to get there. And they often glamorize it. But not many people, very few places, pay attention to the struggles that you have on the other side of success. And one of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make, especially when nothing is going their way, is living on an island. Living on an island, and you can say this another way, it's simply isolating yourself from the world to quote-unquote solve your problems. Strategic and intentional solitude is beneficial. We all need some time for that. But this is different here. This is when you're clamoring up. You're clamming down. You're getting your bunker. And this is part of the dark sides of success. You know, one of the dark sides of success that isn't going to be televised anytime soon. It's not going to be shared in a pretty Instagram picture with somebody sipping one of those beach alcoholic drinks. I don't even know the names of them. And they're looking at the beach with their feet up, with their laptop, the 4-hour laptop lifestyle. None of these places are going to show it. None of those pictures are going to tell you the truth. It's that success can be lonely. Success can be very damn lonely. Your world can become smaller. And I know that sounds like a paradox. That sounds counterintuitive. That how can your world become smaller? But knowing all of that, isolation is not the answer to getting back on the right side of things, especially when you're already emotionally compromised. When you're not thinking as clear as you need to be, this is the worst thing to do. Because when you actually do this, what's going to happen, and I can speak from experience here, is you're likely to further compound your frustration because you're unable to see the big picture. You're unable to think 5 moves ahead, 10 moves ahead, 15 moves ahead. All you can really think about in that moment is getting out of the discomfort that you're in right now. This is what happens when you're in isolation. So when you find your world becoming increasingly smaller and it feels like it's caving inward, you got to seek out help. You got to seek out accountability. You got to seek out support, whether it's with your business, whether it's with your relationships, or whether it's with your health. Either or, you got to get those things. Because having an emotionally detached support team that can see the big picture, man, it's invaluable. Having that is like having a general who has the entire war in mind. And so they're not going to be unrattled by any single battle not going their way, because they got the big picture in mind. They know their next 15 moves, like a chess grandmaster. So if you are on an island right now, take a moment to jot down 5 people that you can reach out to. 5 people in your circle who can help you right now, that you respect their opinion. If you don't have those 5 people, then start working on them. Because the beauty of the world now is that we're not limited to the connections of the people around us. A lot of my best friends now, especially when it comes to a personal and professional development sense, they're not around me physically. They're in different parts of the world. But we have the internet now. You can join a forum. You can join a group with like-minded people. You can get a coach or a mentor. Just don't go at it alone. A friend shared this with me. I think it's been a little over a year ago now. He said that success isn't a solo sport. And I have to say this again. Success isn't a solo sport. So principle number 4, the last one here, is of course to double down on your fitness. I wouldn't make an entire episode and not mention anything about fitness, because fitness is a powerful tool at our disposal. So when life feels excruciatingly hard, you're trying to survive these tough times of running your business, starting your business, maybe at the early stages of your startup, maybe you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty. I know there's different laws when it comes to the states, at least. There's different laws. There's different rules and regulations right now, even from county to county. So I'm sure it's a stressful-ass situation. So in those situations, there could be a lot of things that feels out of your control. And that's why exercise is so beneficial then, because we control that. Revenue, hitting specific benchmarks at a particular date, none of those things aren't 100% in our control. I don't care how good your strategy is. I don't care how good your data and projections are. It's not 100% in our control. We can develop the app. We can create a game-changing service, and we can market it. We can get on every single social platform every single day. But it's ultimately up to the customer to purchase the product, to purchase the app, to purchase the service. And since there's a percentage, even if it's a small percentage, it's not fully in our control. And so by placing our worth and emotions entirely on getting this result here, we're handing our emotions over to strangers. This is a very dicey game, and it typically doesn't have a good outcome. When you start placing your worth on your revenue, when you start placing your worth on the number of clients you get, that's a very dicey game. I've made this mistake, though, of having worth tied up in the number of downloads, the number of shares on articles, monthly revenue, and many, many other external metrics. And it's hard to feel like a winner and keep momentum when you have success tied up in what strangers decide to do, and when you also have your worth tied up in external metrics. It's hard to do. This is why I always say optimal health is an inside-out job, not the other way around. So in these challenging moments, these tough moments, these stressful moments, you got to have something that you can lay your hat on, something that you can fall back on as a strength, no matter what's going on. And what better thing than your health and fitness? No one can control what you put in your mouth, if you decide to move your body, and what time you go to sleep. You control all of those 100%. Now, sure, exercise does help promote those feel-good endorphins. Exercise also helps elicit a lot of other beneficial hormonal changes. Yes, that's true. But in this instance, we're not even really worried about those things so much. It's much more simple and practical right now. Exercise, in this instance, biggest benefit that it's doing, it's providing an outlet to help us exfoliate life's many frustrations that are going on right now. It's helping us exfoliate all this negative energy that can be bubbling up inside of us, all this negative energy that's around us right now. It's helping keep us sane as we're trying to grow our businesses, grow our career, manage our families, or even doing all of this for some of us. So whether it's a long run, whether it's punching a bag, lifting weights, training and working out improves your circulation, relieves those tense muscles. You know how we can get tense in our neck and shoulders region, and also provides stress relief. And running specifically, at least for me, I've gotten some of my best ideas from going on long runs. So when you get your brain and body feeling better, you're more likely to make better decisions about improving your current drought and your situation. So as we land this ship here, problems, droughts, suffering, inconveniences, inconsistent revenue, these are the natural parts of the cycle of life. This is part of being an entrepreneur, part of being a high performer. There's going to be uncertainty. But no matter what's going on, none of those are signs of your inadequacies. So for a quick recap, these four principles that I shared that will help you leverage when nothing is going your way. The first one, the first principle, give and find appreciation. How you feel is communicating with your brain and leads to the quality of actions that you take. Focus on your heart first and foremost and go from there. Principle number two, work hard on one meaningful project. While everyone else speeding up, hustling their asses off, working on multiple things, slow down and lock in on the one thing first and foremost. Because high performers know the counterintuitive rule that separates them from everyone else. Slow down to speed up. Number three, avoid the island at all costs. Success has a dark side, and it's imperative to be aware of this and to avoid this if you can. Success isn't a solo sport. We all need help to become the best versions of ourselves. Number four is to double down on your fitness. Your health is the head of an octopus. I say this a lot. I love the octopus. Probably my favorite animal. It's random, I know, but I love the octopus. Without it though, here, those tentacles, those facets of life, they have no chance of optimally functioning. Plus, you're in total control of your fitness. And when something is a weakness for us, when things are difficult for us in one area of life, we need something that we can hang our hat on that's a strength, that we know is a guaranteed confidence booster. And that's what fitness can be for you. And you can leverage this to build, to rebuild your confidence. And this is going to transfer to all the other areas of life for you. So with that said, any questions, any thoughts, feel free to shoot me an email at julian@theartoffitnessandlife.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. It means the world to me. I'm humbled by it. There's a lot of things that you could be doing, but you took time to hang out with me again, and I definitely appreciate that. So until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N-of-1 journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.